With Montana News, I'm Aiden Morton. Montana Superintendent of Public Instruction Elsie Artson is pushing back against the Federal Education Department for proposing a program that would teach educators how to incorporate racially and culturally diverse perspectives into their lesson plans. Montana Public Radio's Shaylee Rager reports.
In a memo, Artson says she takes issue with the proposed program using the New York Times 1619 Project on the history of slavery and teachings about anti-racism. She wrote these teachings are similar to what's known as critical race theory, and that she doesn't want that taught in Montana schools. Critical race theory says that systemic racism is a social construct ingrained in American life and laws.
We, after two decades, dusted off our social studies standards, which include history, civics, economics, and geography.
Artson says she believes Montana's social studies curriculum was diversified enough when it was updated this year, and that the federal program will promote ideas that are too political. Artson sent a letter to Attorney General Austin Knutson asking him to write an opinion on the legality of the Federal Education Department's proposal. Anthony Johnstone, a constitutional law professor at the University of Montana, says it's unclear what an opinion from the state attorney general would do because it wouldn't be binding for federal officials. Further, the program is optional.
Montana's schools are still free to accept or reject the content of those programs.
Artson says an opinion from the attorney general will let Montana public schools know whether state law permits participation. Chris Young-Greer is the education initiative lead for the nonprofit Montana Racial Equity Project. She says educators would benefit from the federal program and that Artson's attempt to block teachers from participating is wrong.
It seems to me that she is actively seeking to thwart the education process. And while this may not have any teeth, it sets a very dangerous precedent.
Attorney General Knutson has not yet indicated whether he'll take on the opinion. I'm Shaylee Rager, Montana Public Radio News.